here at the Midwest Ag Expo at Gordyville, USA. This is the final day of this two-day event. And we've caught up with Andy Boer from the Gifford State Bank. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Great to see you guys here today.
You know, we're just weeks away from that first planter going in the field. Doesn't seem like it.
Oh, my gosh. Don't say that yet because I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet.
Let's look back at last fall. The harvest was pretty good. I mean, you look at the numbers that came in, especially on the corn side, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, it really kind of, especially for our local area, there was a few spots here and there that were dry and missed a rain here and there. But all in all, it really was a pretty good fall. Soybeans were pretty well there too. But like I said, the corn seemed like it really held its own and kind of surprised a lot of people.
The soybeans, of course, the biggest challenge was getting them out before they dried down so fast. I mean, there were guys taking them out at 8%.
Yeah, that was the thing. They dried down so fast this year. But I'll say, too, the corn dried down pretty good, too. I think the wettest load I took in was like 15. I mean, it was just one of those kind of years. So we'll see what we got. And the one thing that we do know is that next year will be different.
Well, we're just about a month away from getting the crop insurance set up.
That's right. We always use our FSA numbers for going through the renewals and stuff like that, and we've been using those. I'll be curious to see where things fall in. There's some new things coming down the pipeline for the crop insurance thing that'll be interesting. I think it'll be nice for guys to be able to lock in a better coverage level, too. So we'll see how that all goes.
Now, there's talk already in Congress about another assistance program to go along with the bridge one that they just approved here, you know, last month or so. That money, I believe, is supposed to be in the farmers' hands before the end of February.
Yeah, the way it sounds, yes, but in talking with the FSA offices around, they don't have all the details yet. There's a lot of things unknown at this point in time, and on some of that stuff, I think we'll just have to be patient and just wait and see how it all unfolds.
Most of your guys set for their financing going into 2026?
Yeah, you know, right now that's what we're working on, working through renewals and all that stuff, and so far everything's been going pretty good.
I know the Fed's been cutting rates slow, probably seen a little drop there, I'm sure.
Yeah, we had a drop here, I believe it was in early December that we had the last drop, and the way the vote went, I feel like it probably may not drop again for a little while, but we'll see how things go. Yeah, it's one of those where you don't know until the day of, almost.
Well, I always say marketing is one of the toughest decisions you have to make in farming today, no question about it. Also, setting up the right crop insurance is so important, too.
It is, you know, because that's the thing is today we're dealing with so many more dollars than we were before, and that's where the crop insurance can help lock in a profit for you, or at least lock in not a loss. And, you know, that's kind of where we're at with things, and it is a nice tool to be able to use that, you know, years ago they didn't have, and we have tools available. We have coverage levels available now that are better than they have been. And so it's one of those things that if we utilize it correctly, it'll help.
You guys can sit down with Justin. He can take good care of them.
That's right. That's right.
Well, tell me about what you got planned for 2026 here at the Gifford State Bank.
You know, we got a lot of big changes coming. We'll have more information out on that later in the next month or two. It'll be very interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to working with you here. It's going to be a big year for the I&I Club. This is their 50th anniversary.
I know. It's hard to believe that it's been that long already, but it happens. And that's when you start looking at some of that kind of stuff, it's amazing how fast time flies.
Yeah, a lot of years of celebration this year. 150 years, I believe, for Penfield as well.
That's right, yeah. There's a lot of things like that that is just, you don't realize it until you start seeing the numbers. Like, well, yep, that's right.
Well, the Gifford State Bank has four locations to serve farmers throughout our area. Tell me about them.
That's right. We have over in St. Joe, down in St. Joe there, over at Thomasboro, and to the east there we got Potomac and then lovely downtown Gifford.
Not very far from where we're standing.
About a mile.
Thanks for being with us, Andy.
All right, thanks.
Andy Boer joining us from the Gifford State Bank. Make that one of your stops here when you come to the Midwest Ag Expo. We hope you're enjoying our coverage here from the Midwest Ag Expo at Gordyville, USA. It's the final day of the event. Dave Gentry joining us. Dave, nice to have you on board with us, helping us in the ag team coverage here.
Well, Dave, I find it's very helpful when we travel together because people just say Dave and it doesn't matter who answers.
Can't go wrong, can you?
No, you can't.
Tell me about some of the highlights for you the last couple of days.
Well, you know, each show's different, but there's a lot of things that you see that are set up the same way each year. It's really interesting. I remember back when this was a three-day show, and it was almost guaranteed on the Wednesday of that week, you'd have a big snow, and it'd be cold and whatever. And then Thursday wasn't bad. And then Friday, it'd turn off and be 60 degrees. I saw that happen about 3 years up here. I was like, good grief, people.
And then the one year we had that polar vortex that came through.
and kept coming through, seems like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've had all that. But it's been a great show. You see a lot of people up here that you may not see them for another year,
yep.
and you'll see them here. So it's kind of like going to the state fair or something. You see a lot of people here, you know.
One of the things that I've noticed about this show over the last several years, it's transitioned into not just a local regional show, but more of a Midwest show. And that's why the name is the Midwest Ag Expo.
Yeah, that is kind of unusual. And I think it used to be you would compare this with Louisville. And if you didn't have time to go down there, you'd go to this. But this show has kind of taken on a life of its own with some of the various booths and things we see now. A lot of tractors here this year. And it just kind of shows how the ag economy has been. We've made some good money the last few years, and now everybody's starting to kind of hold back.
You go out in the parking lot and you look at some of the license plates, you'll see Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky. They're pulling from all over the area.
They are, and it's just interesting to see how folks handle that. A lot of them are coming and looking at equipment with kind of a wistful look in their eye. They'd love to buy it, but they can't do it. So we see some of that, but a lot of things too, like Dean Wingfield from Urbana, he's always here and got harrows and things like that. There's a lot of stuff you see here that you just won't be able to see anywhere else.
And you don't see too many shows where it's free parking and free admission.
Yeah, that's true. That's amazing. I got here pretty early today because you just don't know how quickly it's going to fill up. We've had a lot of people here, and it's funny because you'll be back here. We're back in the south part of the building. Sometimes you'll go through a period where it doesn't look very busy, but then you walk up to the north, and there's always people around the displays and things like that. It's interesting to see every year how it changes.
And the new ownership of Gordyville building have done a tremendous job with making improvements inside. They've refurbished a lot of the interior here.
These new people are really really taking it to heart and really making some changes here.
Well, folks, you're invited to come out to the Midwest Ag Expo. It is the final day in Gordyville, USA, which is right next to Gifford, just east of Rantoul on US 136. We'll look forward to you working with us on all these special projects this year in the Ag Department, because we've got, of course, the I&I show coming up. We've got things coming up in the spring with their spring auction, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sure will be. You and I have talked about it. We're having fun already.
Well, we're looking forward to the warmer weather months, too, which it'll even be more exciting. That's Dave Gentry, one of our Ag Team members here on WITY. Park it here for more coverage throughout the day from the Midwest Ag Expo in Gordyville.